This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Don't look now, folks, but these ice arrests are starting to boil over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We begin this afternoon with that big protest which resulted in arrest last night after I showed up at a courthouse and snatched the first known New York public school student. The judge had just dismissed the student's asylum case, and ICE was sitting there waiting, and that set it off. Folks showed up in the rain, shouting at ICE agents, saying they're fed up with these perceived ambushes, saying if you don't show up for a scheduled immigration hearing, you're in trouble, and if you do show up, ICE is sitting there waiting outside the courtroom to whisk you away. And as we go on the air, plans are underway now to rally on behalf of the student who was taken. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley leading our broadcast on this Thursday.
It started with a protest outside of immigration court and ended with 23 people arrested.
You will be placed under arrest on the charge of disorderly conduct.
Protesters say ICE is targeting immigrants that are showing up for scheduled court hearings.
And I've never seen either this many agents, let alone agents dressed in plain clothes.
Several protesters outraged after the arrest of 20-year-old Dylan, who is a public school student from the Bronx. He showed up to court, and after that, he never made it out. Protesters say they're going to continue to rally in support of Dylan, with another protest scheduled to start at 5 p.m. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, and of course, we'll continue to follow developments. We will be there at that protest rally this afternoon at 5. Also today, a New York grand jury indicting a crypto investor charged with kidnapping and torturing a guy for weeks in a fancy New York townhouse while allegedly trying to shake the man down for his Bitcoin. 37-year-old John Volz has been marinating in a cell now since Friday. An Italian national says Volz and some of his friends severely beat him, drugged him, shocked him, and then dangled him over a ledge, trying to force him to fork over his password to his crypto account. Volz's alleged accomplice, a guy named William DuPlessis, surrendered to the cops Tuesday. He hadn't been arraigned yet. Meantime, Volz's attorney asked for a $2 million bond, citing his client's lack of a criminal record, his philosophical degree, and his professional accomplishments. The judge told him, well, philosophically, no. And I mean that in the most professional way. This guy ain't going anywhere. Prosecutors say Volz and DuPlessis held the unnamed guy for 17 days, allegedly tormenting him and threatening to harm his family. They say he eventually gave in and gave up his computer password, but then fled and called police. Oh, boy. Seton Hall now. Bombshell allegations today. You heard about this? Regarding hazing levied against the school's coveted baseball program. A former player has filed a complaint in federal court now.
The freshman pitcher from Long Island who has left the school said the alleged abuse by his former upperclassmen teammates began as soon as he arrived at the D1 program.
I'm told that I'm going to have to get my head completely shaven. I didn't know anything about that at all.
Things got much worse in the locker room when he was told to drop his pants.
I tried to play it off, but I had to, and the whole team basically erupted in, like, laughter. And
on another occasion, he said he was beaten bloody during a makeshift wrestling match. The victim's attorney, Mark Sherian, accuses the coach and the university of deliberate indifference.
Betraying the trust of my client, a young athlete, and perpetuating a cycle of abuse under the guise of tradition.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Seton Hall already embroiled in two lawsuits involving its previous president, an archdiocese-ordered probe into its current leadership, and now this. Education Secretary Linda McMahon will be on Long Island tomorrow to announce the findings of an investigation into New York State and the Board of Regents regarding a Native American mascot ban. The probe was launched last month to determine if the state's threat of cutting out funds from schools that continue to use Native American imagery was in violation of civil rights laws. The investigation started after President Trump publicly expressed support for Massapequa schools as they fight to keep their chief's nickname. The State Board of Regents voted several years ago to do away with Native American mascots, team names, and logos in public schools. 9 out of 13 school districts on Long Island have taken steps to remove the names, and the state has said any district that doesn't comply will be cut off from state aid or people will get fired by the end of June. Last week, Massapequa filed an amended complaint in its ongoing challenge to that particular ban. On the Upper East, a robbery that felt so nice, the suspect hit twice. They're looking for the person who waltzed into a Lululemon store at 86th and 3rd Avenue on Sunday, May 11th, grabbed some merch, and hightailed it. A store worker says the person showed the business end of a sharp object and threatened him with it. He says, okay, take whatever. The suspect ran southbound on 3rd. Nobody was hurt. Well, this past Sunday, May 25th, guess who walked into the door again? Same M.O. and robs the place. Same employee working in the shop. It was like Groundhog Day, and once again, the individual made off with merch after flashing a sharp object and threatening the 31-year-old worker. Again, nobody hurt. But you can imagine that worker is getting his shift changed so he doesn't have to work on Sundays anymore. Not if this clown is going to be showing up every other week and robbing the place. Okay, everybody, we got a spelling genius living on Long Island, heading to the finals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and so far, Brian Liu has made it through 10 rounds of competition. And if you ever thought spelling wasn't a highly intense sport, check this out.
Debbie Diaz has 2 master's degrees and teaches English as a second language. However,
I was really brilliant in school and the worst speller.
So let's see what she's got. Proteome. It's a complete set of proteins.
P-R-O-T-O-M.
Proteome.
Oh, P-R-O-T-I.
Not I.
P-R-O-T-E.
5 hours later. One more letter at the end.
E.
There you go. She was a good sport and showed off something that she could spell at the end.
My name is Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y.
There you could spell your name. How about that? You could spell something. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 wins on 92.3 FM.
I thought it would have been spelled D-E-B-B-I-E. Meantime, good luck to young Brian. We're rooting for you. Spell R-O-O-T-I-N-G. Because these are the finals and you've got to get to the root of the word. See how I did that? Well, for the first time since 2022, United Airlines will have flights going out of JFK as part of a big partnership announced today between JetBlue and United. Under the agreement, JetBlue will give the other airline access to some of its slots at Kennedy for up to 7 daily round trips starting in 2027. Also, with this partnership, customers will be able to access the benefits of each airline's loyalty program when they fly on the other airline. So that means United's Mileage Plus can earn and use miles on most of JetBlue flights. The airlines will also sell tickets on each other's websites as well as their apps. All right, Wins family, it's not unusual for us to tell you about a jewelry heist or robbery on the street, but this one's new. A Long Island man facing charges today for allegedly stealing $1 million worth of instruments from the music store where he worked. Police say 61-year-old Manuel Alvarez was working at Colstein Music over in Baldwin, and during his time as an employee, he's accused of taking the instruments and some assorted items and then taking them to an unknown location down in Florida. He's charged now with burglary, grand larceny, and criminal facilitation. Down at the Sean Diddy Combs trial, another accuser taking the witness stand today.
Sean Diddy Combs' former personal assistant from 2009 to 2017 is testifying under an assumed name, Mia. She described a chaotic, toxic, but often exciting work environment. She also testified that Combs sexually and physically assaulted her. She explained a period of 5 days when she worked and did not sleep. When there was no other assistant for over a year, she said Combs gave her a pep talk, said, "We'll get through this." She said she felt like he trusted her and she wanted to work hard. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
One man is dead, another injured after police say the dumpster that they were sleeping in got emptied into a garbage truck.
It was supposed to be a routine day for sanitation workers from National Waste Services, but when they arrived to collect the garbage at the middle school in Kings Park, authorities say 2 men were discovered inside the garbage of the truck. One man was dead. The other had a leg injury. Detectives say the men were sleeping inside a dumpster 4 miles away from here in Commack. The dumpster was emptied into the truck, but the men were not discovered until workers arrived at the school. Authorities say there is no indication the man was dead before he was dumped into the truck. The waste company's spokesperson says it's an unfortunate situation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kings Park, Long Island.
A big groundbreaking ceremony today for the multi-billion-dollar Midtown bus terminal.
Governors Hochul and Murphy helped break ground on phase one of the $10 billion project.
This is so important to our residents, to remove the inner city buses from the neighborhood streets. That's why I also wanted to get this done. This community deserves better.
But it will involve extensive construction in an already congested neighborhood leading to the Lincoln Tunnel. Port Authority Executive Director Rick Cotton said the community is on board.
We said, be careful what you wish for. And they all said, we know this is the right thing to do.
Commuters will not see a new terminal until 2032. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Manhattan's west side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.